I'm currently in my kitchen cooking right now, and you're probably going to hear my kids running around behind me screaming because it is just about dinner time, and I'm trying to get dinner cooking, and obviously as soon as I need them to settle down, that's when they want to go crazy. So here I am in my kitchen, and I'm coming back to you after a little bit of a hiatus, so let's get going. Okay, so yeah, I'm cooking. I don't know, do any of you have kids who listen to this? I have an 8-year-old, no I don't, I have a 10-year-old and I have a 2-year-old. They are 8 years apart, and sometimes that can be really awesome because my 10-year-old's really autonomous, but then other times it can be really exhausting because my 10-year-old's really autonomous. So they both want to play with each other, but in vastly different ways. Anyway, I've been managing that. And the sizzling you can hear, if you're wondering what I'm cooking, is my cast iron pan burning a blueberry because, yes, I am making pancakes for dinner for my children because I've been cooking for my whole family 3 meals a day the entirety of coronavirus, which for me began on March 16th. March 16th is a day that will live in infamy for me because that is the day my school sent us home indefinitely. And I guess what I want this particular episode to be about is, well, what the hell have I been doing during coronavirus, and like how has that impacted me, but more importantly, like what it has pushed me towards. So I guess that's what I want to dig into today. I guess I'm going to start with the negative because it's better to come on an upswing after a negative, but coronavirus robbed me and a lot of the people around me of a few things that are really important to me. I mean, everybody went through different stages of loss and grief, and everybody's lost people or things or normalcy or whatever it is. But for me personally, I am a high school teacher and a photographer and I'm a bunch of other things. But as a high school teacher, I spend 4 years prepping a senior class to get out into the world and give them all their rites of passages that last semester where I actually finally let up on them a little bit. And yeah, that's gone. I didn't really get a chance to say goodbye to some of my absolute favorite students I have ever had this year. And that was really perspective building. It made me, I was forced to examine what it really meant to live each moment with the people you love as if perhaps it's the last time you'll see them. So I feel like I've gained a lot of perspective there. It also robbed me of a photography season, which probably was a good thing because, as I've said before, I really don't like doing weddings. So even though that's where the income is, it's helped me recenter a little bit on that and cemented in the fact that I still don't want to do weddings. And when they got called off, I wasn't that upset. Don't tell my clients. I love them. They're lovely, lovely human beings, all of them. But I'm not that upset about the wedding piece. I also lost a sense of, like, safety along with the world. Oh, and also, I'm not allowed to travel the world as I was planning on. I should have been in Japan, Colorado, possibly Belize, London, and the Yukon this year. Those were all my trips and gone out the window. But, you know, I also lost a friend of mine. He passed away during COVID, and frankly, not having a funeral for him was deeply disturbing and troubling, and could be probably the worst part about this whole coronavirus bit. But everybody's had their things. I have to be honest, I have a lot more to be thankful for than most other people in this situation. First of all, I did not lose my job or my income. Neither did my husband, so there's that. I got to work from home, which is extremely privileged. I got to spend so much time with my kids, for better or worse, by the way. There were days I wanted to murder everybody. And then there were days where I was, like, teary-eyed from the beauty of being with my family. So, frankly, those pieces were positive, and I got so... I'm just gonna be honest. I got so much shit done at my house. Like, I say this with a lot of force because if you know me, you know I'm always buzzing around like, what do I do? What do I do? Here's my list. Here are my projects. Here's the thing. The quarantine forced me to be home, which is very hard for me. I'm a traveler, a wanderer, a gypsy by nature. Having to stay home was very hard. However, I got fence done at my house. I got my garden put in. I got the yard so that the sheep could come over. Like, my house is finished. It's done. So guess what? The world's my oyster after this. I can do anything I want. So all of these things were super, super beneficial for me throughout this whole COVID-19 thing. Yeah. My point is, I feel as though I'm on the end of a springboard right now. And if you were to picture somebody jumping onto a diving board, they like walk out to it and they do that little knee bend and it dips down. And then they go to jump up and it's about to propel them forward. I think I'm at the point on my diving board where my feet are still firmly planted on it, but I'm about to get launched into space. And I say that because I have so much positive, creative energy pent up inside of me, and all these ideas I've had for years that I've never had the time to actually sit on my ass and just think about. Well, I've been able to, and I've been able to flesh them out, and I'm really excited about it. Like, finally got the time to be like, what are my priorities at home? And so I can just finish those things and move on, because the moving on piece is what I'm excited about. But I gotta get some of the brass tacks done at home. Hold on, I gotta flip my omelet here. Nailed it. I'm so good at omelets. Being able to just have the time to be home and get this stuff finished makes it so that I have this plan, like a fleshed out, logical plan, and I also don't have a million other things swirling around in my head that I need to do. They're just all done. And I got to spend amazing time with my kids. So, what does this mean for anybody who's listening? This means that hopefully you are able to get some stuff done and out of your way so you can move on with your life, because that's the lesson I've learned from this. I've been feeling like guilty about doing things I need to do in terms of business or creativity. Whoop. What's up? Child management break. My point is, if you have a million things, or for me, I felt really guilty about doing like gung-ho into photography or anything else because I have so much shit that needed to get done at the house. Like, I had half-finished projects that just needed to get finished. And they were never going to get done unless I had this time to just spend at home, thankfully paid. So my point is, I'm ready to go. But the only reason I'm ready to go and get going is, again, like, I get going all the time, but the only reason I'm ready to springboard again is because I spent the time getting all the peripheral shit out of the way. If you're able to do that, I suggest doing it. Even if it's just a tiny thing, like putting laundry away on your couch, and that's peripheral in your head. You want to sit down and, like, work at your computer, but you feel guilty because there's laundry to do, just go do the laundry, and then spend your time guilt-free. That's what I'm doing. It's amazing. I have a huge relationship with guilt, and I've been working through it with a therapist and things like that, but this was huge for me. Child break again. So to anybody who's been listening, thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you to listener Jimmy Summers. I don't know who you are, but thank you, because you sent me an email today that reminded me why I did this podcast and why I was doing this work. So thank you. I'm glad you're listening. And here I am jumping back into the fray. So I'm going to go take care of my children before they kill each other. I hope you have a great evening, morning, afternoon, night, whatever it is going on for you. And I look forward to putting a few more of these out shortly. Pip, pip.